Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to the show today. Colton Kettlehut, physical therapist here at the South location of HRMC Pro Rehab. Good to have you on the show again, Colton.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit today about some new therapy. Blood flow restriction training, or BFR. What exactly is BFR?
BFR training is taking a tourniquet or a pressure cuff, putting it on the upper limb on either the leg or the arm, and then going through a set of exercises or a set and rep scheme of an exercise and a way that we can get better strength gains and better muscle growth with traditional rehab exercises.
Okay, and so the way that works, like the science behind it, for those of us who don't really understand the science behind it, is it's kind of tricking your brain, right?
Yeah, so with controlling blood flow coming into and out of the limb, we can set, with this machine that we have, we can set a personalized pressure that we can target how much blood flow we let in and let out of the limb. And by doing so, we can trigger this hormonal response and flood the area full, a lot of these metabolic biomarkers that stimulate muscle growth, that stimulate essentially this muscle protein synthesis, is where it's that action that requires muscle to build and truly build in strength and size. So using the BFR cuff, we can create just a really stressful environment for that muscle, which will stimulate the growth. And we can do that with traditional rehab exercises that you would see in a typical post-op or post-acute injury. And we can get the same strength benefits or strength gains that mimic a lot of that higher intensity lifting like you would see in the Norby Center or in Anytime Fitness. So.
Okay. So when you are doing that exercise here with the Delphi, with the BFR, does it feel like you're lifting heavy weights? What's it feel like? Even though it's tricking your brain, is it causing exertion?
Yeah. So we, even though we are using it with really light intensity exercises, for example, like a straight leg raise that you would see early post-op, it does feel like you're lifting a lot because we are putting you and we're putting your muscles in a really stressful environment, and that's going to be pretty taxing to your system. And so there is a lot of exertion that comes with it. The pressure, the cuff, can be a little bit tight at times, especially as you go through that set rep scheme and we get those changes at that local level that we see. So it feels like you get a good workout.
Okay. So when you are in here and you're getting that through the BFR, what's the time difference? Like, what's the benefit of this? So is it the time difference of going to the gym and lifting for 2 hours? Can you correlate that time a little bit for us, make us understand that?
So each exercise, we usually will take about 6 to 8 minutes to complete, and our goal with BFR is to get that muscle to failure, get that muscle to completely fatigue out to where we're failing on those last reps in our protocol. And by doing so, we really just use one exercise per muscle group. So if I have a patient who's a post-op knee, I'm probably doing an exercise for the quad and probably an exercise for the hamstring. And so there's two exercises that takes a total of about 15 minutes. And those muscles are pretty wiped after that. So there's not a whole lot that we can get out of after we do that. So.
Okay. And you use this for post-op or acute injury. You have patients that range from older patients who maybe have had a replacement or, mm-hmm. or a surgery, mm-hmm. As well as athletes, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So benefit of an athlete, is it getting them back in the game faster?
Yeah. So after that acute injury or after your surgery, what happens at the muscle level is those muscles will shrink and they'll atrophy because there's pain and swelling there. And what the one benefit of the BFR is that we can load that muscle while it's still in that acute healing phase, and we can get those same strength benefits that we can later in rehab. And so we avoid a lot of that strength loss early. And essentially, the return to sport guidelines is all based on strength. How fast can we get your strength back? And so if we can get similar strength gains early, you know, 1-2 days post-acute injury, or, you know, a week post-op, we can avoid that muscle shutting down on us. We can get that muscle back faster, and we can get you back to doing what you want quicker. And that goes same thing as if it's an athlete versus someone that we're returning to work that had a work injury, and we want them to get back to work, get back to their leisure duties as quickly as possible there too. So
sure. So getting back on the road to recovery much quicker. Is this a new therapy? Is this a new treatment?
It's been in the PT realm for probably about 5 years now. We're getting to the point where a lot of the research that come out is really supporting it. Orthopedic surgeons are writing it into their protocols, and so this is something that is on the up and coming, and it's not one of those rehab fabs or PT fabs that just come and go for a little bit. This is around to stay, and this is going to be made part of mainstream therapy in the next 5 to 10 years. So
okay. And so as we start to use this more, and therapists are using that here at the South location of Pro Rehab, maybe the orthopedic surgeons are writing this into their orders post-op, what can we do here as far as a protocol for someone? So maybe if I've had surgery or an acute injury, what does my treatment look like? You've talked about some phases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, if you're coming off a fresh post-op knee, you know, we just had knee surgery. There's a lot of things we got to work on outside of the BFR too. And so, you know, let's say we're meeting 3 days a week. You know, Monday, that first day, we're doing a lot of range of motion, doing a lot of, you know, maybe getting you walking better, getting you working on some of those gait mechanics and just controlling pain. Wednesday would be a really good day that we hit that BFR nice and hard, and that's our focus for that day. And then on Friday, on that third day, we kind of see how the week has gone and see, you know, what did you tolerate well, what didn't you tolerate, what do we need to focus more on, and then use Friday to kind of dabble in a little bit of everything, you know, working on range of motion, working on that strength as well. And kind of that same goes for shoulder too. If we have someone who's post-op shoulder, kind of the same 3 days a week, you know, with shoulders, we got a little bit more stabilization drills and a little bit more range of motion focus that we have to get back. So we typically don't go to it as soon as what we do with a knee, but it's for sure involved in that early rehab process. And then when we get into later stages, when we're looking at getting closer to discharge, getting closer to that transition to our home exercise, independent home programs, it really just depends on what our specific impairments are and goals are for that patient at that time. Are they looking at going back to running? And if they are, then we, you know, select exercises that get you back to that certain activity. So,
okay. So we've talked about knees, shoulders. We've talked about some other acute injuries. What other types of injuries or surgeries might we use this for? And are there any types of injuries or surgeries that we would not use this for?
It's pretty wide base of diagnoses, essentially. You know, right now we got some patients that are using it, like we touched on before, post-op knee and post-op shoulder, kind of our most common. But we do have a couple older patients that we're using it for kind of some fall prevention. We're getting some good benefits there. You know, post-op hip, we didn't really touch on that. Any sports or orthopedic injury that we get, it kind of works for if we have some of those tendinopathy pains, you know, in shoulders and hips and knees. We've kind of seen some good benefits with that as well. The patient population that we use it with is really just dependent on who you are as a patient, because, you know, at the end of the day, we are doing some kind of higher intense exercise, and the patient has to be willing to undergo some, you know, that level of fatigue and that level of exertion to get those benefits. So we do kind of select who we do it with, and, you know, just like anyone else walking through the door, you have to use your best clinical judgment to figure out, you know, does this treatment fit the patient. So
while we say it's faster and you know, the tourniquet is making your muscle work there, there's really still no pain, no gain, a little bit.
Sometimes.
Well, it has been wonderful to talk to you about this today, Colton. Is there anything else that you would share about this, or you'd want people in the community or patients out there that may have experienced an injury or maybe are heading into surgery to know about this and what we can do for them here at Pro Rehab?
Yeah, there gets to be some concerns about the safety and the efficacy of using, you know, essentially a tourniquet cuff on the limb. And, you know, whenever we get to controlling blood flow coming into and out of the limb, safety is always a big, big topic. But the research shows that it's safe and the risk of any adverse reactions is really, really low. And that's why we went out and got, you know, this Delphi machine that does it. And so it's all computerized and electronic, and it's measure, you know, it's personalizing that tourniquet pressure that fits your limb, your patient at that time. So the safety concerns behind it are really pretty minimal, and under the direct supervision of a therapist, you know, we're seeing really, really good success with it. We're getting really good outcomes in a wide variety of diagnoses. You know, most popular is post-op and post-acute orthopedic injuries, but we're really starting to kind of dabble into some other diagnoses as far as fall prevention, general, you know, population pain, return to work stuff. So it's pretty fascinating.
You know, to that point, you have gone through some training with the company that makes this product, and so mm-hmm. You have gone through a certification process there. Mm-hmm. But all of our therapists, physical therapists and PT assistants here at the South location and our other location are able to use this, right? So just because I'm not seeing you specifically doesn't mean that I can't benefit from this therapy.
Correct, right.
Okay.
All of our staff have been trained on the use of the machine and are very competent in knowing how to use it and how to apply it. So come on down.
Yeah, all right. Well, if someone is interested or has questions, you can call the HRMC Central Scheduling at 605-353-6334. Thanks for being here today, Colton.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.